So would GAO then be able to recommend that the government replace the dollar bill, or is it not quite that simple?
Well, we did not make a new recommendation in this most recent report, but we really continue to reiterate our continued support for the prior GAO recommendations, and we have called for the U.S. Congress to replace the dollar note with a dollar coin.
So how prepared, then, would the Mint be to handle more coin production? I mean, everybody's going to have to get on the same page, so how would that work?
Well, there would be some startup costs for the U.S. Mint, and we analyzed that situation. And in our model, we determined that it would take them about 4 years. So there would actually be a net loss in the first 4 years, and then there'd be a realized net benefit in the remaining years.
Why is that?
They would just have to ramp up their production. They would need to have new equipment to meet the demand for the dollar. And in our model, we determined a 1.5 ratio for every dollar note that's out there. So it would take them a period of time to ramp that up.
But why would there be a savings? What is it about making coins versus making dollar bills that creates a savings ultimately?
Well, ultimately, good question. Coins are more durable than notes, and they don't need to be replaced as often. And other countries have already done this for some time. For example, Norway, the UK, Australia, and Canada. Most of these countries already switched over for the cost savings, and they did this back in the 80s.
We're talking with Lorelei St. James. She's the Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office. We've been talking a lot, well, we hear this argument come up every so often that we should go to more coins, less dollar bills. It would be easier for people to carry around and, you know, using in vending machines, things of that nature. Why is this so hard to do?
Well, part of it is the nature of what we've gotten used to. Other countries found that they had to pull away all of the dollar notes in order to get the new coin to circulate. A lot of people don't want to carry a lot of dollar coins with them. They're heavy. And some industries that are cash intensive would actually have to have new equipment. And we talked to some of those, and even armored car industry would have to have, might actually end up costing them more in gasoline because the coins are heavier. So it's something that we would have to pull away the dollar notes. And we've had attempts to do that in the past, and they have not really worked.
Part of it is because, and I'm guilty of it too, you see the pretty new dollar coins, the Sacagawea dollar or the Susan B. Anthony dollar, and you save it. It's unique and it's different, and you hold on to it. Mine are all in my jewelry box, you know, so now everybody knows that. But the point being, they're so unique at this point that people want to hoard them as opposed to spend them. Is that part of the problem?
Yes, absolutely. Coins, unlike dollar notes, you're more apt to take them out of your pocket, maybe put them into a coin jar. Lots of folks have that, and they sit there, and so they don't circulate the same way that a dollar note does. And you're more apt to leave that coin in a coin jar than you are to stick it in your pocket and, like you would a dollar note, and spend it.
Now, when you put together the report, you worked with Mint and Treasury and others about what it would take to get this up and running and actually pull this off and make it a reality?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we did. We talked to as many folks as that we knew were stakeholders. The U.S. Mint, as you know, produces the coin, and the Bureau of Printing and Engraving produces the dollar note.
And their input was what? What did they tell you about it?
Well, they acknowledge prior demand or prior attempts to increase the dollar coin, but and if you go even outside of the government, there are going to be winners and losers in terms of who has vested interest in the dollar coin and who has vested interest in the dollar note. So it's not a decision that GAO would make. It really lies with congressional policymakers, but our recommendation is that if you want to pull if you want to make the dollar coin successful, you've got to pull the dollar note away.
So the only way it'll actually work is if we have no choice but to use the coin, and the dollar bill is gone.
Absolutely. That's what the UK and Canada had to do.
This has been an argument that's been ongoing for some time. Do you personally ever think you'll see an opportunity or a time when that'll actually happen, where we no longer have paper dollar bills?
That's a good question. We've been doing our model. This is the fifth time. The first one we did in 1990. We did another one in 93, 95, year 2000. So 10 years later, we are doing the same study. So I don't know. It's a congressional matter for their consideration, for sure.